All right, we're going to continue our media availabilities for today. We're now joined by our finalists for the in-season challenge. They're going to be going for $1 million on Sunday. We have driver of the number 12 Ford for Team Penske, Ryan Blaney, and driver of the number 34 for Front Row Motorsports, Todd Gilliland. Guys, can you talk about what going for this million means to you and if you've got plans to win?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's just been a really cool opportunity, I think. You know, just the media opportunities have kind of come out of it the last, you know, week, 2 weeks have been fun. So, yeah, for us, we've caught a lot of lucky breaks. We've barely been, you know, skating by all these rounds. But, yeah, now that we're here, it yeah, it feels a little bit more real. And you never know, right? Over the course of 400 miles, anything can happen. So, yeah, we're just going to go give our best effort. But, yeah, I've been trying not to think about what it would be like if we won, just trying to put ourselves in position to do so.
Yeah. I got knocked out of it the first round last year at Atlanta, so it was nice to kind of go part of it, see who you're facing every single week, and kind of go through the gauntlet. So it's nice to end it here at Indy. I think this is a great place to end it, you know, at a really amazing racetrack. So it should be an exciting one Sunday.
All right, we'll go ahead and open it up for questions. If you have one, please raise your hand, and we'll get a mic over to you. We'll start down here with Bob.
Bob Pockris, Fox Sports. Todd, what did you think of Ryan's pickle hype video?
I thought that was one of the funniest things I've seen in a long time. I absolutely loved that. I was legit just at home folding laundry, and I opened up my phone, and I was like, oh, Ryan put something. And I was like, whoa, no, he's eating a pickle. And I was like, no, wait, that's my voice, too. And then I watched the whole thing, and I was like, oh, boy, that's awesome. I didn't know you guys could do stuff like that at Penske. But
It was their idea. I couldn't believe it.
I like it. That was more of a front row video. So, yeah, I was super impressed about it. I loved it because, man, I love talking a little trash, and I thought that was, like, the perfect way of getting on social media. So it was fun.
Yeah, I thought it was a good idea when Penske brought it to me, and they didn't know that I absolutely – and this isn't just this is an actual thing. I hate pickles. I absolutely despise pickles. All pickles, not just Grillo's. I hate every single one of them. And so they're like, hey, we need you to take a bite out of this pickle. I was like, that's going to really be a big ask for me. It took me 10 minutes to wash it out of my mustache after I ate it. So, but no, it was fun. I was happy Penske had some fun with it, and it was fun to play around.
We're going to come over here to the left.
Right here, Ryan, kind of the racing experts. Todd, the guys you faced in the last few rounds have had some sort of mistake or peril, I could say, that has cost you to beat them. Do you feel like something like that has to go like this for this weekend? Or, Ryan, do you feel as if it's a bad luck charm to go up against Todd?
I'd be good either way, but we beat him here last year, so I don't know why we can't do it again. So, but yeah, overall, I think it's fair to say we're big underdogs. But yeah, at the same time, anything can happen. So yeah, we'll have to go out and see.
We're gonna go right to the middle to Dustin, and then in the back to Dustin.
Dustin Long, USA Sports. Ryan, 11 straight finishes of 11th or better, but only one top five. So, how do you view that stretch? Are you maximizing what you guys have had those days, or are you underperforming in the sense of not being able to get turn those into top fives? And what do you have to do leading into the last of the season, regular season, and into the chase to turn those into top fives?
Yeah, it's you know, been grinding away. I feel like a lot of those races kind of just maximized our day, you know, and you don't want to have those maximized day be a seventh place finish, but you know, if that's what we have that day, and can we turn a ninth or tenth place car and tweak on it all race and get a little bit better, then that's what we've been doing. And so that's, you know, I've been proud of the effort there. You know, I thought we had a good shot of running third or fourth last week until I sped. So I know I think we've been doing a good job of maximizing where we need to, and then, you know, trying to execute the best where we can, like Atlanta, where we were incredibly fast and was able to execute that night. So I think we're creeping up on it. I think the speed that we've shown out of our race shop from Atlanta, which is a different animal, but, you know, the 22 speed last week to dominate that race like they did, I think we're in a good spot in our building right now, and you just hope to build it over the next five races until we get going here in the chase.
go in the back to Dustin and then to Steven.
Dustin Albino, J-Ski. Todd, you've got sixth place finishes the last 2 years. You've run well here on the road course, too. Why do you feel like this place has been so good to you?
Yeah, I don't really know, you know, why it's been good to us. I think, like Ryan said earlier, this is just an amazing racetrack, amazing facilities. And it's always just been a lot of fun to come here. So I've enjoyed my time here. I do think it, you know, always helps when you run good, you know, run well, finish well. I think the finishes are probably blown out of the water of kind of where we've ran those days with just all those, you know, late race restarts. But it seems like that's a theme here kind of year over year. So, I don't really know. I've just always loved our time here. I think, you know, before we came back to the Oval, I was able to do a test here for 2 full days. And I also think that helped me just get my feet under me pretty early and just start to kind of figure out this place.
And Ryan, 9 of the 29 winners of the Brickyard have gone on to win the championship that year. Why do you feel like this place demands excellence?
I think it's everything has to be right here. I think, you know, you have to do. It's hard to kind of come back after a mistake here. So I think that speaks a lot of teams who can, you know, execute a full day. You know, who can qualify well on Saturday, who can, you know, run a good race on the racetrack and on pit road and on the pit box, and, like, you know, teams that have all that in line, I think, you know, those teams are very deserving of winning championships, you know, if that's just a good functioning group. So here it's just, you can't afford any mistakes, and the best teams, you know, are, while they are able to overcome a lot of mistakes, it's just hard to do here, just the way the track is. So those guys who execute full days on and off the racetrack, I think, are the best teams.
We'll go to Steven, and then over here to Josh in the middle.
Steven Toronto, NASCAR pole position. This will be a question for the both of you. There was some off-track news this week. It appears that Days of Thunder 2 is going ahead. Just, I know that that's been talked about for a while, but what was it like for the both of you just to see that and know that's going ahead?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I love the first Days of Thunder. So my wife hates watching with me because I think I know literally every single word, but I think it's just a fun movie that, you know, for the most part represents NASCAR well. So, I've always really enjoyed that movie, and yeah, I'm interested to see kind of what the whole kind of plot will be for the second one.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, what they've been doing, especially, you know, like Tom Cruise with bringing Top Gun back and the way that they made that movie, was incredible. So I'm excited to see what they do with Days of Thunder 2, because I know they're going to do it right. And, you know, talking to some of the writers about it, they feel really good about kind of the direction they want to go. Mr. Cruz seems incredibly excited about wanting to do a second Days of Thunder. So that part, I think, is going to be good. It's going to be good for our sport. And, who knows? I think the next year or two is going to be pretty fascinating, seeing kind of what they implement, what they want to do in the garage area and things like that, kind of like what they did with the first one. So I think it's great for the sport all around.
Yeah. And Ryan, I know you have some film and television chops, and you alluded to some of what the writers are looking to accomplish. So first off, do you have a cast day agent by any chance? And then second off, have you, like, what to what extent have you been involved with the planning phases for Days of Thunder 2 here?
Yeah, my casting agent's name is Ryan Blaney, and no, I don't have one. I've just been fortunate to talk to, you know, one of the writers that has been really involved at the racetrack. He's been in a ton of tracks last year and this year, and they're doing it right. Like, they're not doing it themselves. They're asking a lot of opinions from drivers and owners and things like that of, you know, hey, what is the sport's inner workings like now, you know, in situations that come up. So that part's been fun to just give a little input. That's really all I can do is, you know, hey, what input from a driving standpoint can I give you to try to, for them to do their job in it? So, it'll be fun. I don't know. Maybe some of us will be in it. We'll see.
Thanks, guys.
We'll go in the back to the middle, and then we'll come down here to the front.
Josh Bodie, Wish TV and WRTV. For Todd, the Kissing the Bricks tradition was started by Dale Jarrett, a NASCAR driver 30 years ago. How special is it that a NASCAR driver started that, and how much do you love racing here at IMS?
Yeah, I definitely love my time here at Indianapolis. I think the city is great. You know, tons of good restaurants. Just, yeah, overall, just the whole experience is a lot of fun. So, back to the, you know, Kissing the Bricks, I got to see, you know, my teammate Mike McDowell do it, you know, I think 4 or 5 years ago. It was on the road course. But, you know, just to see all the pictures hung up around the shop, you know, how much that meant to our whole team, I think that opened my eyes to it a little bit. And yeah, obviously would love to do it for myself one day, but yeah, I think just the respect for this place, and like, you know, obviously, like I said, I ran the road course a few times before getting on the oval, but my first time going down that front stretch on the oval, like, you can feel the history and yeah, the massive scoring pylon, kind of just, you feel going over the yard of bricks. It's a special place.
All right, we'll come down here to the left.
For Ryan, just Todd mentioned he's going into this final as an underdog. So what's your approach as the kind of the favorite in this? And then just for both of you, next time out, you guys will be at Iowa, and I know that's going to be the third time the Cubs have run there. So just, you know, what's the comfort level with that track after having a couple under your belt?
Yeah, I mean, for this weekend, we obviously understand what we're going for with the in-season challenge. But then at the same time, you're going to try to win the race too. You know, that's the big one here, and trying to win for Roger at this place is incredibly important in our race shop and to everyone on this team. So I've looked at it as, and I've looked at it all through this in-season thing, is like, just go try to run the best you can in the race and try to focus on that. And then if there is certain situations where you're kind of running next to the guy you're up against, then it might change a little bit. But if you just go execute a really good day, then, you know, you hope that stuff is going to work itself out and you'll kind of go from there. But getting back to Iowa, I think it's I'm extremely excited that we've continued to go to Iowa. I think it was very deserving of a cup race when they announced it a couple years ago. It was neat to win the first one there. I have a lot of family ties to, you know, just outside of that racetrack. So it's been a really cool place, and the fan draw there is fantastic. It puts on a really good show, and I hope we continue to go back there because that's a really important part of the country. There's a lot of race fans in that area, and that's a big staple for people in that, you know, Iowa region to go see a bunch of NASCAR racing. So,
yeah, I mean, I think for me going back to Iowa, it's a super unique racetrack. Of, you know, obviously the bottom kind of three lanes are paved and the rest is really old. You're driving through cornfields and then, yeah, racetrack pops up. So much different than a lot of the racetracks we go to. And yeah, I think like Ryan said, right, it's in a great part of the country where, yeah, they deserve to see some racing.
Rich Nye with Channel 13 here in Indianapolis. Todd, you didn't answer that portion of the question, so I'll kind of ask it again. Does your strategy change at all for this race now that, I mean, the million is on the line?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm really aligned with Ryan on that. I think kind of going through the whole in-season challenge, it's, you know, you really have to focus on yourself, right? That's kind of what makes NASCAR so unique. Even, you know, when we get to the chase here and the old playoffs, like, you know, those guys are fighting for something, you know, much bigger, but also, you know, each one of these race wins or a good finish means so much that I think that's always top of your mind. And then, you know, from there, like Ryan said too, I think if everything goes your way, you execute to the best of your ability, in the back of your mind, you would hope that things would work out for you. So, yeah, I think that's been our goal this whole time, is just, you know, go out, run best we can with 34 car, and yeah, kind of see where everything pans out.
And Ryan, you talked about not liking the pickle juice in your mustache, but how much would you like to get some rubber, road grit, maybe a little brick dust on that mustache?
I'd take that. Shit, I'll lick pickle juice off the bricks if I have to. I'll take that.
There you go.
Are there any last questions for Todd or Ryan? All right, guys. Good luck.
Appreciate it.